Our next speaker is Brother John C. Booth, newly elected director of the Pennsylvania Corporation. Brother Booth.
On this very happy and grand occasion, we observe how Jehovah's organization is going ahead confidently for the future. So we're going to talk a little bit about walking as children of light. Now, right from the very beginning, as brought to our attention and by many of our older brothers here, that we have had the privilege of associating with many as they walk in the light, and we're so glad to see many more associating and also walking in this light. But it is not a light that goes out. As Jehovah himself is everlasting, so likewise those who stay in the light that he provides, we likewise have therefore an unending future. So it can be said, as stated in Proverbs, that this light gets brighter and brighter, but interestingly, too, as in the 19th verse, it shows that with the wicked it is not so. So we can see the great contrast between those who are walking in the light and those who are not. In Psalm the 73rd verse, 73rd chapter in the 28th verse, is a very fine thought for all of us. But as for me, the drawing near to God is good for me. In the sovereign Lord Jehovah, I have placed my refuge to declare all your works. So you can see the confidence we have then in Jehovah. We recognize him as the sovereign Lord, but not just to ourselves, but to declare your works. And so that's been the object and purpose of the Watchtower Society, is to declare Jehovah's works. And so as we read in Isaiah 2:5, after it talks about doing away with our swords, it says, "Come, let us walk in the light of Jehovah." So isn't that what we're saying to all people everywhere today? And certainly all of you having a share in this. So it's not always just by words that we say, but in many cases just by our example. And isn't it so fine that right now we can think and realize that there are more people walking in the light of Jehovah, as far as human creatures is concerned, than any time in human history. And so we find that this light which we reflect is actually acting as a dividing or a judgment of people. Jesus referred to this in John 3:19. Now this is the basis for judgment, that the light has come into the world. Realize Jesus came to bring light to everyone that would come in the world. But men have loved the darkness rather than the light. See, that's what's divided people. For their works are wicked. For he that practices vile things hates the light and does not come into the light. So we can see now the contrast between those who walk in the light and those who do not. In fact, we're living now at the end of a 6,000-year judgment period. There's going to be a climax that angels have watched, and we are privileged to understand and to watch. As Paul told the Athenians, that Jehovah would set a day when he would judge the world in righteousness. And as Revelation 14, 6 and 7 reminds us about the message that the angel broadcast, saying that it was the time now for judgment, and that everyone would be judged as to whether they worship Jehovah or not. So we can see then the privilege we have, but also the contrasting situation in the world today. In this world, of course, which lies in the power of the wicked one, and it does boast of its achievements, and into some people it may seem marvelous the things they do, but you know the Bible says that all such wisdom of this world is foolishness with God. So if we're walking in the light, seeing things as Jehovah does, we will not be overwhelmed by the counterfeit angel of light. Of course, to them it's a time of trouble and fear, but we are so thankful that we are not in this darkness, but rather, on the other hand, with Jehovah's people worldwide, we can have this confidence and this unity and likewise this appreciation of the difference. Now, Paul, writing to the Romans, put it this way. It's in Romans, the third chapter, 13th chapter, 11th verse. This is quite in harmony with what Brother Franz was talking about this morning, referring to Jeremiah 1:12, how Jehovah said he was awake. Now Paul says, it is already the hour for you to awake from sleep, and now our salvation is nearer than at any time when we became believers. What does he say? The night is well along, the day has drawn near, let us therefore put off works belonging to darkness, and let us put on the weapons of the light. So we see the contrast between the two. And so the Watchtower Bible and Tract Society has now for nearly 100 years been reflecting this light, and with its branch office throughout the world, its missionary homes, and of course all connected with Jehovah's organization, is looking forward to a lasting future. And whether this is above ground, as in most cases, or below ground, as Brother Zinski just told us about in Poland, and there are other places quite similar, we can see how Jehovah's people and his organization is working to this end. So the society has great concern and interest in all these places and all our brothers. Here we have branch offices, Bethel homes, missionary homes, special pioneers, and thousands of others who are sharing in this very fine and wonderful work. Jesus, referring to this harvest time, speaking of this as a work where there are those who have been a long time in the truth, like some of the brothers showed us this afternoon, or others who may be coming along now, sharing in the reaping, that already the sower and weeper is gathering fruit for everlasting life, and they rejoice together. So then, with this in mind, we think of this great contrast between the two, and we sometimes wonder, why do we have to put up such a hard fight for the faith when there's such a great contrast between the light and the darkness? Why should there ever be any question or doubt in our mind as to what to do? Well, of course, we know there are things against us. There, in Ephesians 6:12, we read about the wicked demon forces. There are masterminds of corruption and deception. And then we keep in mind, too, that there's a great issue. This 6,000 long issue now is coming to a head. The greatest question in the universe is going to be answered, the question of universal sovereignty, the rightness and the righteousness of Jehovah God. And so then what it amounts to, it comes down to a test of each one as an individual, even though we may be together in unity. It's a test of our loyalty, a test of our love, and then too a test of our endurance. As it's interesting to note that it says in Ephesians, the fifth chapter, that it's not just a completed work, but it's something that we must continue in. Ephesians, the fifth chapter, continues, fifth chapter, for you were once darkness, but you are now in light and connection with the Lord. Notice what he says. Go on walking as children of light. It's fine what we have accomplished so far, but we cannot stop. We must continue to go on walking. For the fruitage of the light consists of every sort of goodness and righteousness and truth. So then, is that our fruitage? Is that what we are producing? Keep on making sure of what's acceptable to the Lord. And quit sharing with them in the unfruitful works that belong to darkness, but rather even be reproving them. Now notice, if you would, in the first of Ephesians, it's written to the Holy One. He isn't writing to the heathen, but he's writing to the Christians of that time. And so isn't it very appropriate that we, while we are thankful, appreciative of this light, and glad to be associated with Jehovah's organization, yet nevertheless, we recognize the need to be on our guard, to keep awake and to watch. But then, coming back to this matter of the contrast between the two, and the question of why is it so hard for us to keep on in the truth, why is it then that many are reproved, disfellowshipped? Why do I, at times like Paul, say, miserable man that I am? You find yourself involved in things that you wonder why. So we recognize then that Satan is the master of deception, that he's endeavoring to do anything he can to sidetrack us. But now let us think of what Satan has to offer. We say, does Satan offer something? Well, yes, he offers a lot. He offered Jesus the whole world. He offered to Adam and Eve independence. And it's not just a matter of freedom in itself, although what he offers, it makes them slaves of corruption. But nevertheless, when we think of what Jehovah gave man, he gave him life, a perfect body, made him in his image. He had therefore the right and could live forever. He could make decisions, enjoy this, enjoy that, enjoy a fellowship with his creator. But independence would mean that as Adam and others who accept this offering, means that they say, we do not need Jehovah. We want to make our own decision, do as we please. So there's the thing that comes along. When we are making decisions, is it in harmony with Jehovah and his purpose? Are we being guided by the light from God's word? Or does the angel of light, the counterfeit, come along with something tempting that we feel, well, this within the realm of conscience, or I may decide this for myself, just like Eve decided. And it is the inclination or feelings of people to exercise their right. It's my right to think and make my own decision on these matters. But just as Jehovah's organization, the Watchtower, has continually walked in the light and presented this as what Jehovah's will and purpose is for man, so therefore we recognize the scriptures, which makes it very clear that it's not in man who walks to direct his steps. We do need divine guidance. We need all the help we can get. Can anyone truthfully afford to make decisions when it comes to the matter of taking in the light? Can we say, well, this Watchtower study isn't necessary for me, it's all right for those who have it? Or could we make any other decision in affecting our life as to whether we would walk along with Jehovah's organization and the work that we're doing, or to make independent, selfish decisions for our own interests that would be contrary to the light from God's word? When we see, though, how Jehovah has blessed his people, that Jehovah's organization is a forward organization, is looking forward to a never-ending future, we can appreciate then how that now is the most wonderful time in all history. Never has there been as many people as now walking in the light. Never has there been as great an opportunity to present the truth. Never has there been as many people coming to a knowledge of this light and truth, whether it happens to be above ground or underground. So therefore we would feel and say like Paul did in Romans 8:35, where he said that he was convinced that there was not a creation, high, great, low, heaven or earth, that would turn him away from serving Jehovah God and this kind of life. So this is what we are thinking of, as the others here have talked to you, Brother Barry, about the progress that's being made. We're looking forward to the future with confidence. And so, sir, for to you too, we'd like to encourage you and commend you and all Jehovah's people worldwide, but to encourage them to go on walking in the light.
Thank you much, Brother Booth, for that nice scriptural discussion of this very important matter of walking in the light from Jehovah.